Happy Halloween. This is Ozarks at Large. With me is Katie Hendrickson, who is the host of Note, who is Monday through Friday, normal weeks at 11 o'clock, fundraising week. It comes on an hour early. Also Sunday Symphony every Sunday night at 7. And also one of the architects behind the KUAF blog, which is called The Mixdown. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle.
Don't take it personally that the first time you've been on the show again for a while is Halloween. That's purely coincidence.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I know I'm really frightening, but...
I want to talk to you about a band that's playing at Chelsea's Corner Club in Eureka Springs tonight for Halloween. That's Fossils of Ancient Robots.
Yeah, they're Eureka Springs band, and they're electronica. And earlier this summer, you and I had a chance to go to Smoke and Barrel Tavern and hear them play some songs.
Actually, I wasn't there.
Oh, that was when you were in Iceland.
I was in Iceland.
You missed that one.
I did, yes.
But yes, they're an electronica band out of Eureka Springs, and they have influences ranging from Depeche Mode to Joy Division to more modern. All of those bands are modern.
Right.
Rock and roll is modern, but more contemporary sounds, not the 80s sounds that you think of or 90s sounds when you think of Depeche Mode, but lots of keyboards. I think it's been a while since I saw them on stage, but they had at least three keyboards on stage, and then they have a computer set up and all sorts of things. But they're out of Eureka Springs, and they have a show tonight at Chelsea's Corner in Eureka Springs. A very fun band to see on Halloween.
And you mentioned that you saw them at Smoke and Barrel, and that's part of a new series that we've launched in the last few months.
Yeah, it's a really exciting collaboration with Smoke and Barrel Tavern. We're going down to the bar where the bands that play that night will set up early, and they will play a short set for us. We'll get a sound from that, and as well as video. We're shooting some video for it. And then we have a little interview and talk to the band. It's a really fun new collaboration.
And you can find out more about those and hear and see some of those performances at the KUAF blog, The Mixdown.
Yes, it's KUAF.com/mixdown, and we launched that this summer, and it's an attempt to maybe put all the odds and ends of KUAF, and also, you know, videos. Those are, obviously, you can't watch videos when you're listening to the radio. Well, you can watch them while you're listening to the radio, but
right,
you can't see them by listening to the radio. So it's a way for us to display those videos and have more sorts of odds and ends. I know we also had Jacqueline Froelich had a story on Edamame that was on NPR recently, mm-hmm. And so she gave a reporter's notebook a little file to kind of give a background of how she approached that story. So insider things that you can't get by just listening to the story when it airs on Ozarks at Large.
And where can you find that again?
KUAF.com/mixdown. Another great thing that we have there are our album advances.
Right.
Which is, everyone knows about NPR doing first listens. It's been a very, very popular feature. Well, we do that for local bands. So we've done it for Three Penny Acre. We just did that for Don't Stop, Please. Mm-hmm. We play all sorts of the Trash Can Bandits.
Phones.
All sorts of bands. We give you a chance to hear the album before you can go purchase the actual, in some cases, vinyl. Sometimes it's a CD. Sometimes it's a digital download.
Sometimes it's just go see them live.
Go see them live.
Because it'll be in advance of the CD release party.
Right.
And you know, sometimes when you go see the brand new release party and they're playing the new songs, you haven't heard it before, but now you've got a chance to hear them and be a little bit familiar when you see them on stage around Northwest Arkansas. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.